You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back on the Five Stripes Countdown at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, Atlanta United and Atlas tonight in the final Phase 1 Leagues Cup match for both sides. And both sides are already eliminated, so this will have the flavor maybe more of a friendly than a competition, although I don't think it's going to be very friendly between these two teams, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Speaking of friendly, I do have to say that Jonathan Spector, and I've said this before, if there was a Hall of Fame for nice, friendly people, you would be first ballot, Jonathan. I cannot imagine when you were playing for the national team or in your club career, you were nearly as kind and polite on the field as you are to Jason and I off the field.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you. No, I think you hear it all the time, right? As soon as you step over the white line,
yeah.
you change your personality completely. And that was how I was as well.
I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine what it would sound like if you said something nasty to someone because you're such a nice guy. But we appreciate your time. And Abe gave your official title, but essentially Jonathan is in charge of player identification scouting for Atlanta United. So, big picture question that I want to start with, because it's been a very busy transfer window for you so far, and a couple players have come in. I'm wondering if you could describe for our listeners how the process works for you running the scouting department, starting with, hey, we've identified an area of need, going all the way through, now you're going to be able to put your eyes on a particular player. What are the steps that lead you from point A to point Z?
Yeah, well, first, I have to say, the process isn't just me, right? There's a lot of stakeholders and individuals involved in this, and it's really important that we all work together. There's a team of scouts, first and foremost. We have an analytics department that's run by Arjun Balaram. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, Chris Henderson, our sporting director. Obviously, we have to work closely with our coaching staff as well to ensure we're bringing in the profiles that they like. And, of course, Demetrius Estathio, our senior VP of strategy. It's really important we work closely with him as well. So we have to have alignment across all of those different areas. We plan several windows in advance for what we might need. Of course, things happen last minute. Someone comes in and says, hey, we want this play.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Player X amount, player wants to leave, and we have to work within those kind of parameters as well. But in an ideal world, our process starts with the identification of, hey, what is in our team? What is missing for us, right? And we always look at it from the lens of, what do we need to win a championship, right? That's the objective of Atlanta United. Obviously, we're disappointed with how the season has gone thus far, but we look at it through the lens of, how can we win a championship, and what players can help us do that? What profiles do we need to bring in that are going to enable us to do that? So we start with that. We identify the positions. We identify the profiles that we need within the team, working closely with, obviously, sporting director and head coach. And then we watch countless hours of video. We look at it from the data side in terms of what these players do, how they might translate, how they might fit into our team. And then we come up with a short list of players that we present to sporting director, head coach, and Demetrius, right? Our senior VP of strategy, just to ensure that we can fit those players within our salary cap, depending on, you know, are they designated players, are they TAM players, senior
right.
roster, all those types of things. And then at the later stage, we will watch them live multiple times. I will go generally meet with the player. We have other scouts that will meet with the player as well. Chris will meet with them oftentimes through Zoom, in person. And we have the negotiations from there, and that's where Demetrius steps in and works his magic.
How has the profile, I know the general profile's consistent across whoever the manager is with a club. You want the same kinds of players coming in. But how has the profile maybe tweaked a little bit with Ronnie now that you're, you know, almost a year into the process with him of what he wants and maybe specific kind of things he wants?
Yeah, I think each coach is just a little bit different, right? Yeah. Where Atlanta United, we have a way of playing. We have a big fan base. We want to play exciting football for the fans, right? And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. We have a profile that we want. But within that profile, within the structure, each coach has a different way of achieving those things.
Right.
And so there's certain things that we need to tweak in each individual position, positional group, and then the partnerships within within the team.
I want to ask you about Steven Alzate, who's coming in, the new announcement this week. Had a chance to talk to Kenny Miller a little bit about him and what he brings to the table. How did that process go? You know, kind of a unique profile, an English Colombian that is coming into this team, and what do you think he's going to add to the group?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we've been following Steven for several years, since he was at Brighton, before he even went to Standard Liège on loan. And he spent, I think it was 2 years there, pretty much. So we've been following him for a long time. I've seen him play several times. He's a player we've always liked. So much of this is about timing, though.
Right.
And the timing just was right on this occasion. And the fact that Ronnie's worked with him previously, knows him personally, that just made it so much easier to ensure that we had everyone on the same page in terms of what we wanted in that player. But for Steven specifically, for me, he's a player that's really technical, really good in possession. You can give him the ball. He can solve problems. He's got an ability to wiggle out of pressure. He's got a really good passing range. You know, he's played as a 6, as an 8, as a 10. He's got versatility. I think he's best suited as a 6, dictating the tempo of the game. And then defensively, he's got a little bit of bite as well. Okay. Some good athleticism in there, too.
Nice. Okay. How do you strike the balance between, you know, looking at the numbers and the analytics and maybe helping refine a list, and for you, the kind of player that grabs your eye when you go watch a game, and your other scouts as well? How do you find that balance between the spreadsheet and the eyes?
Yeah, it's through a lot of conversations. So I've worked really closely with our data scientists on this.
Yeah.
And what I find really interesting is I see something, right? And I'll say to him, hey, is this something that they consistently do? These are the games I've watched.
Love
this
that.
This is what
okay.
I saw.
Yeah.
How often does he do that? Is it consistent? Because this is what I really like about him. Or did he just happen to have a really good game, right? Yep. And vice versa. You know, we've been able to narrow down lists through analytics because, you know, we're looking in the global marketplace. We couldn't possibly watch every player in every game. And so we use those two things to kind of fact check to make sure that we're seeing the same things.
Makes sense.
How much of what you have to do, you said you plan several windows in advance, but things do come up. So let's say we're in the middle of a transfer window right now. Jonathan, something's come up. How quickly can you react and get into the field and get eyes on players? Or do you kind of keep a master list and you're redlining players as they go somewhere and maybe highlighting players that are still available?
Yeah, it's a good question. So we do have a list of players in each position. Each scout will have a short list of players in every position that they like. Now, do they fit in the parameters in which we need to work with for that particular case? It can be challenging sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes maybe you only have senior minimum. Sometimes, mm-hmm. You know, it has to be a senior roster player. Maybe you have TAM. Maybe you have a DP. There's a lot of different circumstance and situations. So we try and have a list of players in each one of those buckets, if you will, to be prepared for that. And also, you know, who's available within the league that we can trade for.
I think we're always going to talk and ask about the higher-end guys, the starting guys that we're going to see here at the Benz. But how important is it in a week like this where Cooper Sanchez gets signed to the first-team deal on an accelerated basis? Nick Sesek is a player who can now fill a role with the first team. Sal Masafero in the group today. How important is it to focus on, it's not a negative, but on the other side of the roster as well to provide the depth?
It's incredibly important, and so we'll watch all of those, you know, second team games as well. We watch the academy games to see kind of and be aware of who's coming through our pipeline,
yeah.
And that's part of that kind of succession planning several windows out, right? We knew we had the ability to sign these two players, whether it's a short term call up or to a homegrown contract, and I'm excited. Hopefully they get some minutes tonight, and we can kind of see them at this level now.
Cooper's been one that, calling into these games this year, I've loved to see his development from game one to now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's on a really good trajectory, and he's worked really hard, and he's developed some different parts to his game, mm-hmm. that he didn't have previously.
Yeah.
And so I'd love to see him get an opportunity tonight, but obviously, you know, Ronnie's going to make that call, yeah. if it's the right time for him or not.
Yeah.
Okay, one more. Let's have a little fun. I'm sure you've been all around the world in your role as a scout and probably as a player, too. What's the most exotic place you've ever been to scout a player? And I'll allow you the leeway to say, I can't say because it might give away someone we're scouting.
No, I can, because we try and go and cover the globe, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not personally comfortable suggesting or recommending a player if I don't, one, obviously know that player, but also that league, right?
Right.
And so if I haven't been to see that league several times, I'm just not comfortable saying, hey, I know what this looks like, and I know what it's going to look like here. So I would say the most exotic I've been to is probably Japan.
Okay.
You know, it's a bit of a lazy answer, but it's the furthest away.
Okay, no, that's yeah. a perfectly fine answer. And now we have a Japanese player in Kamen Togashi. But I think there's always been this perception that most of your work is concentrated on South America and Europe. And that's not necessarily the case, right?
No, it's not. Obviously, those are two massive markets for us, right? That we have gone to, you know, multiple countries in each of those continents. But certainly, you know, we look in Asia as well. You know, we've looked in Australia, we've looked in Africa, pretty much everywhere.
When you're ready to scout the Marshall Islands, Jason and John Nelson are ready.
We can get you to the Marshall
to
Islands.
Get you there. So that's next up on your list, hopefully.
Absolutely,
Jonathan. It's a lot of fun. Thank you so much for your time and for giving us a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. I think it's been very informative for fans, and hopefully we'll get to do this again before the season is over.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure talking to you guys.
Good seeing you as well. Jonathan Spector, head of scouting, we're going to say, for Atlanta United, although his title is much more involved than that. We'll be back with more of the Five Stripes Countdown in a moment with Abe and Manny as we get you ready for Atlanta United and Atlas tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.